Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee city officials held a news conference yesterday, doubling down on Milwaukee's police chase policy. The Milwaukee Police Department is one of just a few agencies in the entire nation that pursues vehicles with few restrictions. Milwaukee officers can pursue vehicles suspected in violent crime incidents, drug dealing, and reckless driving. And Harley-Davidson says they will build more motorcycles outside the United States in response to the European Union imposing steep tariffs on bikes made in the U.S. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee city officials held a news conference yesterday, doubling down on Milwaukee's police chase policy. The Milwaukee Police Department is one of just a few agencies in the entire nation that pursues vehicles with few restrictions. Milwaukee officers can pursue vehicles suspected in violent crime incidents, drug dealing, and reckless driving. General Electric is planning to spin off GE Healthcare into a separate standalone company. And the Brewers had yesterday off. They get back to work this evening against the Royals at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker says Wisconsin will collect sales tax on internet purchases, then cut income taxes by an equal amount. The zoo interchange project is now closer to completion with the opening today of the ramp from westbound 94 to southbound 894. And Harley-Davidson says they will build more motorcycles outside the United States in response to the European Union imposing steep tariffs on bikes made in the U.S. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Governor Walker says Wisconsin will collect sales tax on internet purchases, then cut income taxes by an equal amount. The zoo interchange project is now closer to completion with the opening today of the ramp from westbound 94 to southbound 894. Tomorrow is opening day at Summerfest. And if you'd like to see the Mitchell Park Domes undergo restoration, your opportunity to show your support is this evening. There will be a public hearing beginning at 6 p.m. this evening in the lobby of the Horticultural Conservatory. Okay, here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, a 60% chance of rain in Milwaukee, 90% chance in Madison. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the low 60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Then for Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s in Milwaukee and mid-80s in Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.